and we are. It's Balcony Banter again. So welcome, 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 everyone here. Welcome, Happy New Year to you all. And I'm very happy to see you all in the chat. So I want to know from you how your new year, your Christmas has been, because we haven't been live last week. We had a resting break, so to say. So I'm very happy to see all of you guys, all of the Balcony Banter hardcorers, as I call them, here on my channel. Thanks for making it over. And great news for this year. So we're going to be changing. 1 week it's going to be on Tim's channel, Tim and Christine's channel, and the other 2 weeks on my channel. So we split halfway. So here we are in all our glory. And let's see who's in the chat. The first one, it's Craig. We had Denise Pearson, Marialti, Jeff Daniels, Juliana Nendel. Well, better be here, right? Ian at home. Uh-huh. Ian is at home. He's not on Tenerife anymore.
No,
but he's still got a Tenerife picture, isn't that?
Yep.
It is. Okay. Derek Walker's in the house. And we got Trisha Slater, Anthony, the Pearson's Adventures. Thanks for subscribing. I subscribe back to you. Marie Ayers, and Marie Elton. Let me see. Ooh, did I pop anyone? Okay, Jen. Hi, Jen.
Hey, Jen.
Yes, Evie Blue and so on. Sarah Childs, Happy New Year to you as well. And Ellen's Homemade Vlogs. Oh, I have never seen Ellen's Homemade Vlogs here
before. He comes on the morning walks for me, and I saw him this morning.
Okay, good. Welcome. And Fiona and who else? Charlie, Angry Velo. Flying Trucker. And so on and so forth. And you're all coming in. I'm happy to see you all. It's 36 people watching.
I'm going to finish this one up then. I'm just going to turn it off in the room. I'll be right back.
Okie dokie. All righty. So how are we all?
I'm going to go now because I'm on the other vlog now. So I want
Christine,
you to...
how was this your fantastic Christmas test. And Christmas
and I've got the highest
break.
Possible... bit rate going here.
That was quite good. We really relaxed.
You did.
Nothing special to do. And got things done. Even bought a new table also yesterday.
You bought a new table for outside?
Yeah.
Wow. It
was about time.
It was about time. Well, with the tablecloth on, it didn't look bad. So it always looked really nice and fancy. So I'm glad you had a good couple of days of rest and not too much stress.
Yeah.
And you had some you and Tim time. Tim time.
That's right.
That's good. And Ian, how about you?
Yes, well, it's... another reality check, leaving the hot sun and coming back to the cold, snowy, frosty weather. But we thoroughly enjoyed our 5 weeks that we were in Tenerife.
Going to Juliana's channel, okay?
Four weeks were good, but the last week was a wee bit disappointing.
A wee bit rough and tough.
Yeah, a bit rough and tough.
But I'm glad to see you back in shape and back on the screen. Yeah. It must have been quite a change, right? If you go visit Tenerife in December and then come back to cold Scotland.
It was actually, excuse me, we left in heavy, heavy rain when we left. And when we arrived back in Dundee, guess what? It was heavy, heavy rain.
Oh, nothing's changed. So not too disappointing.
It wasn't too disappointing. No.
And you had Christmas then coming up. So I hope you all had a wonderful Christmas, everyone. And I did. I had a wonderful Christmas time up north on the island and with a lot of walks outside in nature, and some great family fun. So that was really, really good and relaxing. So the last days I have been also relaxing a little bit, not too too stressed. So that's good.
Good.
Ian, yeah. You suggested a topic for today. And because Ian is our executive producer, he still is, also for 2023. And we're very happy to have him as our executive producer. So he, are you hiding the sun?
I'm hoping.
That's fair. Stop the glare.
So, Ian, you suggested a topic for today, which is responsibility.
Yeah, responsibility. It's actually a double dunter. On your last show that you did for last year, some of the guys were suggesting New Year's resolutions. So I would just ask the guys out there, have any of you made New Year's resolutions? And what are they? And how long are you going to keep them?
Yes, exactly. That's a good question. So please feel free to type in the chat if you have any New Year's resolutions, what they are, and if they are, very... very different from all the other years before. If they're exciting to you or if it's just a must do. And how you try to manage them, to keep them alive as long as possible, right? Because what good is a New Year's resolution if it only lasts a couple of days, right?
Exactly. It's a great New Year's resolution that lasts a couple of days. I've had loads of them.
Yeah. Poof! Right.
When you think about it, what's the idea? I know it's a tradition that's handed down from year to year to year. Everybody just says, we'll make a New Year's resolution. But what is it really that you're thinking about? You're thinking about a goal that you set yourself, something mm-hmm. that you want, something new that you want to do, maybe. You want a fresh start in the year. It could be something that you maybe said to yourself, I want to change my habit. I want to benefit myself. Something like saying, I want to stop going to the pub. I want to stop smoking. Mm-hmm. That is a popular one. You'll hear in conversations, I'm going to stop smoking at the new year. Why wait till the new year and make a resolution? Why not just stop smoking?
Yeah. We have a good comment here on screen from Michael McGuinness, the mindset coach. New Year's resolutions are delusions about something you don't want to do. So,
Tim, that's a good,
how's your take on that?
I think it's totally right. I think a New Year's resolution in the modern day is just a way to sort of like kick it off. There's another way of doing things. I found out that I'm not lazy. I'm a procrastinator. So I used to be lazy in the 60s and 70s. Yeah, it was in the 60s and 70s. I was just a lazy sod. But now I'm a procrastinator, which is sounds better.
It sounds more sophisticated, doesn't it?
Right, and there's certain things that procrastinators can do to start doing stuff, and one of them is the 5-4-3-2-1 method, whereby you get up, you take a deep breath, you say 5-4-3-2-1, and then you do the thing that you don't really want to do.
Yeah,
and it's just the impetus. So I think New Year's resolution is just another one of the impetus. Yeah. Starters. So I think that.
So
that,
would
that
you go about like this that countdown and then eat that frog?
Countdown and then eat the frog.
Yeah.
I wouldn't
countdown
eat the frog.
And eat that frog. Yeah. The things that you don't want to do.
Uh-huh.
Those are the hardest and trickiest and challenging ones to change. But then,
yeah, but a New Year's resolution.
If we resist to change them or do anything about it, then of course they will always come back and always pop up again. Because what we resist, it persists.
You could have a New Year's resolution to say, "I'm going to do more of the good things."
Yes, yes, yeah. And definitely combining. We're talking about mindset as well again. So to encourage actually that you go through with your resolution, it needs to have some motivation and some positive input. So you gotta feed it with something good and something you enjoy doing, something that sparks joy in you. Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm. Combining the unpleasant things with some kind of joy. So keeping some kind of balance alive, right?
Like smoking. That's an unpleasant thing that gives you joy.
Well, you can still do the...
For some.
I suppose you could.
For some.
I'll be right back.
Let me see if we have... Oh, Flying Trucker says 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go to work. Oh, that's a good one. And let me see if we have any more.
Here's one. Andre Velo. My New Year's resolution was not to travel as much with work. Lynn, I'm in Sheffield, so it hasn't really worked for me.
Well...
There you are. It could be a good thing. You've maybe looked at yourself and said, look, I need to do something. I need to change my eating habits. I maybe need to do more exercises. Maybe even go out and share in nature a wee bit more on your walks. You've probably said to yourself, I want to benefit myself.
Yeah.
You could also say to yourself, wait a minute, I've been stuck in this rut for so long. I need to make a move. So you're maybe looking to do a wee bit more of a personal development to get a better understanding of what you want to do.
Exactly.
You know?
Yes. Ian, that's completely right, and I think it's a very good approach. If you ask yourself better questions, why you actually want to do that? I mean, maybe giving up and sacrificing, which in the first place looks like a sacrifice, something you like doing, but you know that it's not good for you, or it's not really serving you, to sacrifice that for something else. We have to replace it with something, but it's in the long run, it's obviously giving you much more of a boost. And it's an overall better for you, but that perception needs to be fed every day. So it's something you need to change a habit and change daily routine.
Yeah,
something that is done on a daily basis.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you could go back and look at your work, and you'd maybe said to yourself at your work, you've got yourself into a rut. So what do you want to do? You maybe want to take on a wee bit more responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
You maybe want to bring a wee bit more, positivity into your life.
Yeah.
Sort of change, what would you say? Change how you view the social media platforms. It's all about, you're stuck in this rut, but it's all about moving from this rut into something new.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if you do a New Year's resolution and you bring that into it on a positive mode, and then you just sort of start carrying that forward. Look at everything that you're done, that you're doing. That's my thought on it. Like,
and it's a lot about goal setting as well. If we set our goals too low, we're not really inspired continuing. Or it doesn't really matter if it's not happening then.
This is a good one then.
Which one?
How about a resolution for all? Just try everyone to be better humans.
That's a very good one. And yeah. I mean, that's like a huge goal, which of course we oftentimes think, oh, that's not doable. That can't be happening here. Not in this lifetime. But that's a huge goal, and it's doable. And if we don't only look on the outside, we very much as humans are focused on only things that go on externally, and then make everyone else responsible for how awful we feel about something, where we can always go back to things that we can actually take responsibility back and gain control back. And I would like to share on this occasion a slide that I had up a while back. This one. So, Tim, could you just remove the comment for a second so that we can see the slide? Thank you. Good. Right. Yeah, so that was out of control and in my control. Out of my control and in my control. If we replace this with out of my responsibility and in my responsibility, then that makes it very, very clear, actually, what we can always control, and everything that we are responsible for in any given moment. So there might be things that are outside that are not ideal, like somebody has an opinion that is not really your cup of tea, and you don't like it, and you find it really depreciative, or it's just not what you wanted to hear. Then maybe things that happened around you, or how other people behave, or the outcome of your efforts, or how other people take care of themselves. That's a huge one, especially if it comes to loved ones. If you see your loved ones are not taking care of themselves the way you would want them to take care of themselves, that can also make you feel really angry at some point. And it's quite understandable. But then I think it's our responsibility as humans and human beings to always know that we can come back to that place of, this is my responsibility to set maybe boundaries. If something is not the way, or somebody does not treat you the way you want to be treated, step back. And don't maybe engage or try to choose better words of expressing, or better ways of communicating, which is a tough one. It needs a lot of patience, and a lot of practice, but it's doable. And I believe that as human beings, we are quite capable. We have come very far so far. So there is hope and there's a lot of light. Look at you all here in the chat. So there's still 46 people on. So I'm happy to see you all back here on this channel. So also, it's always my own responsibility how I speak, and most of all how I speak to myself, and also not only speak. Sometimes, I mean, we are alone a lot of times, and the conversation and the communication are a lot of times only our thoughts. So this is like the little pig dog, as I always call it, having a little conversation with you. And that one is always trying to pull you down and always trying to say, oh, no, you can't do that. What do you think? Or, you know,
there's some good comments about that as well.
That one is making your life horrible. Let me see how I can go back. Okay, the comments back, and let me put.
There's a good one from Steve C.
Yeah, put it on, please.
Would like to have more positive outlook this year, but the state of the world we live in at the moment is dire.
Yeah.
How do we get us back on to speed on without the slide? I can't do it from here.
Okay, let me see. I'll take it off. Hide. Okay.
Yep. Wow. There you go.
All right. That's a very good one. Thanks for coming out with that comment, Steve.
Really, I want to say about this, because it all depends on where you are in the world. Because the world is a massive place. There are people that don't even know that we have Balcony Banter tonight.
Of course.
So how can they know anything, basically? No, joking aside... the world is a massive place, and a lot of our problems are first world problems, you know. Yeah. And there are lots of peoples in the world where their New Year's resolution is to have clean water and stuff like that, you know. So a lot of our stuff and our where we get worried about and what leads to mental health sometimes is self-made problems, you know, and I know all problems are self-made, so don't get me. I'm not poo-pooing the fact. So all problems are self-made anyway, because you have to have your own problem identified, you know. So that's a problem for me. In fact, that's the only thing you can say, that is a problem for me. Yeah. And if you can get over these problems by making a resolution to do something better, to do something different, to start doing something or to stop doing something, then that is a personal thing that you need to do. And I think you can only rely on your world around you to give you feedback and to give you impetus to do stuff.
Yes. But
when you think back, and that the whole world has got totally different inputs, outputs, needs. We in the West here, we've never had it so good in our whole lives, even though the world is dire. So if you keep that in mind, then maybe it's not so dark where you live.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I'm hoping that's helping and not hindering.
Yeah. No. Very, very good point you made there, or points actually. But I would like to go back on one you said, the needs. Needs are definitely different for each and every one of us, and we are, as human beings, very much responsible for finding balance and creating, not finding, it's more creating balance to meet our own needs. If our needs are not really met at some point, we as humans, it's easy to point the finger and say, well, you know, well, this one didn't do the job properly, or the world is falling apart, and that's why I can't be happy. There's also a lot of evidence that third world countries people are they are poor, financially poor, but still very, very happy. They found happiness on another level. So meeting your own needs is also finding joy, finding that place of something that sparks joy within yourself, and then adding to it all the little aspects that that we are actually supported by in where we are living. So it's not everything is dark. It's very much looking for intention to see the positive on a daily basis. So that brings us back to routine
and your responsibilities.
Yes,
exactly. As you said, we've all got responsibilities of some kind.
Yeah.
How do you learn? How do you carry them forward? It has to be a starting place, someplace. It doesn't matter how small it is. Your parents, let's start at the parents' side. Your parents have got a responsibility to put you, to look after you, to bring you up in, let's say, a good modern world. They've also got a responsibility to get you to the school to be educated. But you, as a person at the school, have a responsibility to take in the information that you're getting, so that you can actually, once you become a bit older, you get a responsibility of handing that information out to others. It goes on, it builds, you get more and more responsibility. You go into your work. You may just go in just as an ordinary person on the shop floor. Well, let's call it on the shop floor. But someone somewhere along the line says that guy should be given a wee bit more responsibility. He's got a wee bit more knowledge. It's all down to knowledge as well, and you build on your knowledge. This is where I think this personal development, as I spoke about earlier on, starts. Mm-hmm. You build on yourself as you're going along. Let's go to the top of the tree. The person at the top of the tree, the CEO, he's got a big responsibility. He's got a responsibility for getting other information out to his employers, his employees, his workforce, to make them work efficiently. If he doesn't do that right, what happens to his business? It collapses. So that's his responsibility. You see what I'm trying to get at here? I'm trying to build on from your younger years up to where you are in modern life, in aged life.
Yeah. And nowadays we are at a much better position to actually learn about how our mind and mindset functions. So it's all good to take in information or that we learn at school. But at the same time, it's important to also know what is maybe not serving you. So we can learn how to use our mind, what we can accept to be useful for us, and what we can reject because it's not really serving us, or what we can originate and create.
Yeah, it's again. You mentioned mind. It's all down to willpower in your mind as well, and finding this balance between the good the responsibilities, the responsible stuff, and the stuff that you don't really want to be responsible for. I find sometimes you get an attitude from people, well, it's not my responsibility. It is, in a way. Everything is, in a roundabout way. I feel that, anyway. This one just came up there, actually. We can't control the state of the world or crisis that may come into our personal lives, but we can control our state of mind, reaction.
Yes.
Like David was saying.
A small contribution to keeping light in the world. Yeah.
Absolutely.
This is David as well.
David. Yeah.
The biggest gift a parent can give is to teach them how to be responsible, even if this takes tough love.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly.
And you pick Jenny's.
Yeah. We can't control state of the world or crisis that may come into our personal lives, but we can control our state of mind reaction. I think this is a small contribution to keeping light in the world. Yes, absolutely. What we were saying, going back to this is my responsibility. This is in my my realm of responsibility. And there are other things outside that are not my responsibility. And setting boundaries as well is a responsibility. And it's also okay to say, right now I'm not in this position to do certain things because I'm in a place where I just can't do that, and it's too much for me right now. So that's also, it's being honest, and responsibility has also a lot to do with being truthful. First of all, being truthful and honest to yourself, with yourself. That requires knowing yourself as well, what your needs are, what you feel safe in, and what makes you feel safe to be the best version of yourself. Or else you just act out. You feel anxious about situations that you cannot handle because that activates the fight or flight response in our little monkey brains. So,
the little monkey brains, I like that.
Yeah.
I saw a very good cartoon on a light note now, just to bring it up a bit lighter, I saw a great cartoon on, I don't know where it was, it doesn't matter, but I saw this cartoon, and it was the world from space, and a spaceship was coming towards the Earth, and there were three dinosaurs in it, right? And one dinosaur says to the other dinosaur, well, it's glad to be back home after all this time. I hope the monkeys didn't touch anything.
Yes, not my circus.
Not my circus, yeah.
So Michael McGuinness says, being responsible is not simple. It is a personal trait that is influenced by conditioning, by your upbringing. Unless you grow as a person, you stay stuck in a state of irresponsibility. Yes, Michael, very good comment there. I mean, we can observe this very much in adults and adult behavior. Everyone gets triggered by something. By something, and that provokes you kicking off or you feeling anxious. It doesn't matter if your stress is taken out outward or stays inward. You can provoke that, and that trigger is something that needs healing. It's something that someone, again, talking about responsibility, it's your own responsibility to look to look at that trigger and see what is that wound actually trying to tell me. Where am I always? Why is that always happening? Or why is it triggering me so much? What profound fear is underneath that whole trigger? And if you ask yourself certain questions, what it actually is, you can allow yourself to heal. And it's healing. Is a journey, and it's not not straight. It goes whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. So yeah, but the willingness, again, the willpower, and also the intention behind it is what can make it easier, and that is routine. It's you can even say it to yourself as an affirmation. Say, yes, I'm willing. I know it's not easy. I know this is happening, or maybe I kicked off again, or maybe I did something wrong. But I allow myself not to beat myself up. I rather build myself up than beat myself up. So, yeah, that's a gentler approach to talk to yourself as well.
I forgot to ask, can you hear me at all? No, you can't hear me. There you go. That's better.
No.
I forgot to ask, do you want me to put the link for people to join us live here on the website? I didn't do it today, but if people want to come in and talk, is that something you're going to be doing going forward?
Yes, definitely.
We have to look at the technical bits, but I'm
no, there's no technical bit at all. Basically, all I need to do is to make sure that the invitation goes to other people. If I put it on my website, they just press the button, timothydowd.com/live, and I'll go and do that now, just in case somebody wants to come in and say hello.
Yeah, of course.
Yes, go on, do it.
Show your faces.
the more the merrier. Let's face it. That's what
the more
about.
The merrier.
Yes, the more the merrier.
Let's see.
There's a double dunter there actually from what's that one? That's Anthony. Responsibility can also be influenced by peer pressure. Yes. Similar to what I was saying earlier on. There's another wee one from Maria Alte. It's a double dunter, actually. I can try keep my boys on the right path as they go through adulthood. Also, if you had bad upbringing, it doesn't really mean that you go off the track either.
Yes.
I would interpret that as a personal thing to the people coming, the boys coming up. That would be a personal responsibility.
Yes. And personal development, personal growth.
Yes, exactly. Going back to what we said earlier on, give yourself a bit of personal development to get a better understanding where you are in life and what you're doing in life.
Yes.
Yeah.
And about the peer group, yes. Then sometimes it requires to change environment and to change peer groups that have been maybe there before, but to realize that for now, for my own personal growth, it's not really helping me.
Oh, Orcus Wheeling, I've just subscribed to your channel.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Orcus, and welcome.
Let's see. Do we have any more comments? Oh, there's a lot of people still on there. I like that. Let me see.
Yeah.
We did the one. Oh, Anne Marie is our fan, our number one fan. Anne Marie. The sparkly lady.
A question from Stephen. How do you get yourself some personal development?
Where's that? I cannot see it.
It's under Mariotti's.
Okay. Okay, let's see. Okay, the last one then. All right. Okay. Stephen, how do you get yourself some personal development? Well, there are a lot of beautiful, there's beautiful information out there. Me, myself, I am working in personal development as a holistic mentor, helping people with mindset changes. I work with adults, I work with children, and also with families together. So
yes, please.
It's always a personal choice, but it's definitely worth. It's the best investment actually you can make. Investing in yourself and growing and learning more about yourself, because that's how we actually take responsibility. And if you want to reach out, you can go to my website, julianenendel.com, and message me there. Or in the description box, you also find our emails, and you can email me if you like, juliana@julianenendel.com. Okay. So, personal Thank development you. Is also, and personal growth, I think is also one of the ways to show your own self respect. To give yourself respect, to show love to yourself, and of course to others, and it's taking responsibility for your own life. And talking about responsibility, there are different kinds of responsibility. Obviously, there is moral responsibility than when it comes to financial responsibility. There's that.
I've got none of that.
That level. And then there's mental. When we always talk about mental health, there are things that that help you go to better places, or to get you on a better path in life. Which then results as well in other ripples. So there is then maybe also better relationships possible, or there's better financial results are possible. So
now, if you want to join in, you can go to timothydowd.com/live. And press the button, follow the instructions. And you come straight into the back office here, and then we decide whether we want to show you or not. Yes. Sarah's saying, oops, I'll take that off. Sarah's saying you got a lovely sunset there, Christina. Can you see the sunsets?
Well,
I mean, in general.
Yeah, some of them I can, but not all of them.
Like if there's a great big red sky or something like that, but the normal sunset, not much.
Not much, no.
Yeah. You know, Christine, I would like to ask you as well, what in your own life would you feel is your responsibility?
To make Tim happy.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I'll take that.
Good one.
To make Tim happy.
And tell him his food tastes great.
Okay.
If you want to tune into Instagram to see the pictures, decide for yourself.
Yes. Oh, that's a good one. I mean, so you're being a lovely wife, appreciating your husband.
Yeah.
Well, basically, she's got to the stage now where she she doesn't take on any responsibility for much, do you really?
Oh.
You know, so I think that's the one thing that she can, where she can affect the quality of life of us both, is appreciating, making me happy.
Yeah, and saying thank you for help.
Uh-huh. And here's some money, go and have a beer type of thing.
You spent enough money.
I have spent enough money.
It's a very good point that you are making there, and I believe it's highly underestimated, this kind of support as well, appreciation.
Well, funny enough, I was watching YouTube, don't lie. And I saw Jordan Peterson. Now, he's a very controversial figure, but he was saying that even though he does all these talks and he talks about men being men and you know, you're not going to control the way I speak and all that. So he's a controversial figure, but he did say that there's so many people come up to him after a talk or just in the street to say, I've read some of what you've done, and to get this affirmation that I can be okay, you know. It's basically his mantra is tidy your room as a start, you know. Take responsibility for yourself first, tidy your room, and then get your act together. And he says, in giving people encouragement, however small, goes a very, very, very long way.
Absolutely.
And on the converse side of the coin, telling people where they're wrong is very, very demeaning. I mean, a lot of people, when I'm on social media, I'll have an opinion on something, then I'll get about 30 people telling me why I'm wrong. I always reply the same. It's okay, I'm married. I've got somebody who does that. But now Christina's just, I can't never use that again now. But you never tell me I'm wrong.
Yeah, it's been too nice. Yes.
Sometimes she'll say, I prefer the other one.
I like this one here. Feminists would not be very happy with Christine's comment. But that is going to be a topic for another time. Absolutely, because I really...
Well, it depends what type of feminism you're after. If you're after modern feminism, you're probably right. But feminism as it used to be, where the feminine side was celebrated, yeah... Then okay, that is a question for another time.
It is going to be another topic this year, so don't you worry, relax, take it easy. It's just the first one.
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Stay tuned.
And
Anne-Marie Alton says sometimes it's difficult for parents as outside influences can distract children. Leading by good example is a great way to start teaching, and hopefully they will make good choices.
Yes.
Absolutely. Keeping on doing good, you know, even if it looks a mess sometimes, you know, you never know when the plant will grow, you know. So the little seeds that you plant and you water by everyday actions,
comes to fruition eventually.
Exactly, that's it.
Unfortunately,
he is the keen gardener.
I was waiting for that.
Killed him.
Yeah. Well, great.
Actually, Christina killed him because she was responsible for telling me to water the plants.
Oh dear.
Oh. Well, when it rained the other day, it sort of like totally soaked them. So I think that didn't do very well. I think they were overwatered for a day. And then I said, well, I won't water them tomorrow. And then I just forgot for 2 days. And then all the basil sort of died. So then I told her. I told her that basil dies in the winter anyway. But don't tell her.
Oh, you didn't tell me that.
It was the wrong kind of rain.
She gave me the idea.
It could be, yes.
It could be.
It's not a fact, but it could be.
It could be that the basil dies in the winter.
Yes.
Or that all plants die on Tim's balcony. That's another
with that strong winter and harsh winter that we have here on the island.
This harsh winter that we have, yes.
Yeah.
As long as the time not dying, when we have the garlic toast with thyme.
Yeah, garlic toast this morning with, it was normal toast with butter, garlic, grated garlic spread on it, honey and thyme. If you've never tried it, you got to try that. Just normal normal toast.
Toby says Julianne is not coming today, so we can't have that.
We can have that.
But you know what? You know what? Next week, there are going to be two ladies appreciating your cooking. How about that?
Good. Yeah, yes. Exactly. You've just got to pick the menu now.
Oh, now?
Well, not now, but before I go out shopping.
I'll let you know.
If anybody says, shall we bring something? Yeah, just bring all the meat and the vegetables and the beer and the wine.
Yes. Oh, that's a good one. Too much water for the plant is like too much alcohol for the person. Too much of anything is bad for you. Yes. Balance.
That's true.
Yes. Yeah.
And Jenny's having the same problem. We can discuss our failures next week, Jen.
I saw a lovely post the other day, and it was like, cheers, a brindis, a cheers to our failures, because we don't get one for our, yeah, for our successes.
That's true.
No, yes. Well, we got to laugh about it as well. Keep.
Well, you got to be happy, otherwise people turn off.
Funny. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
And exactly, because keeping fun and keeping it light-hearted and light-spirited, then it is helping a long way to keep those New Year's resolutions going a little bit longer.
And don't forget, if you want to try and come and join us, go to timothydowne.com/lives now and press the button. I want to see if it works, so one of you's got to try it.
Yeah, that would be great. Eh? So who dares to come on?
There's 33 people still watching.
Yes. Well, we're
so all you got to do is go to...
Go on.
All you got to do is go to timothydowne.com/live. I'll put that up again. And there's a button there that says join the live show. When you press that, it takes you into a browser where you can... Unfortunately, you've got to stop watching before you do that, because this is 30 seconds behind. And then you come in along the bottom here.
You can watch the replay again.
You can watch the replay again, you're right, yeah. So I'll show you the way how it works. So that's what it looks like down there. And you come in as one of the guests at the bottom, and then we'll put you on screen. What do you think, Chris? Then we can play about with you. We can do things like this and this and this. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
There we are. That's it.
Yep.
And I can put me live. So I'm the big one. Or we put Ian as the big one. Or Christina's the big one. What do you think, Christina? Mm-hmm. What are you having for tea tonight?
I'm having gnocchi.
Gnocchi? And what type of... sauce would you like? You want tomato based or blue cheese based?
Blue cheese based.
And would you like a little bit of salad with that?
Yeah.
And some crispy bits?
Yeah.
Some chorizo maybe?
No.
I love chorizo.
Hate it.
I'll do chorizo for me. What crispy bits do you want?
Onions.
I've got to do caramelized onions. I don't think I've got a bag of it, so I've got to make it myself.
Oh, do you have the dried onions?
I don't have the dried ones. They went off. What do you think, Chris?
Or almonds.
Almonds. Flaked almonds.
Yeah.
I've got flaked almonds. Oh, that'd be good. I might even join with that. And a couple of tomatoes on top. Oh, yeah, that's going to be good.
Ladles and jelly spoons.
It does sound good, yeah. Knocky. You can still come over.
Yeah.
By the time I finish cooking, it'll be ready. But you have to let me know, because You have to let me know, though, because if you don't, I'll only cook half of them. Because we're in Fristy Hoofter month.
Ah, okay.
And no beers. I haven't had a beer this year. So I have had a glass of wine, though.
It's only 4 days. Cheers.
Hey, that's pretty good for me.
Yes, it is.
That's very pretty good for me.
I have not had a beer either.
Maria says, I think too much happiness might help to lose touch with reality. Yeah, it's that balance. And again, if it's this outside happiness we're seeking, then it's not really the happiness that sparks joy from within yourself. So finding that balance and knowing for your own self what sparks joy in you, then that helps a long way. And angry Velo says, I'm hungry now. Yes, I can feel you. And Michael McGuinness says, how can one be too happy, Maria? I need some therapy. I'm too happy.
I'm too happy. No, I mean, too happy is a situation. My father-in-law always says, I don't know if I can do the translate it, only the fool
always laughs. Always is a fool.
Whoever always laughs is a fool. But I don't think it's to do with laughing. I think if you're happy all the time, then there's people not telling you stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that goes against nature, goes against balance. I mean, if we look at that symbol, the yin and yang symbol, you find the dark and the light, and so it is with happiness and sadness. And
Luke, I am your father.
That's it. Yeah. Let me see.
Maria, you can come on. Just go to Timothy Down.
See, yeah, Maria.
You can come on.
Can anyone else hear digital beeping or is it my tinnitus? I don't hear anything. Sadly, I haven't met the first person. I haven't met the first person to be excessively happy, Michael. We all have some sort of problems in life. We just need to know how to handle them. Yes, absolutely. And thanks for commenting, Maria. Thank you for that.
What are you cooking, Maria?
What are you cooking? It's always yummy.
Something South American, of course.
Venezuelan.
Arepas.
Una reina pepiada. And Marie Elton says, it depends what makes you happy. Sometimes it's the little things in life and friendships, a good future topic. What makes you happy? That's it. Thank you very much, and Marie Elton, for that beautiful suggestion. And we're coming up. How many minutes we have? 58. Wow, time flies when you're having fun, no?
It certainly does. And we've still got 37 people watching.
Ooh! Oh, Maria is making food in the air fryer, in the new air fryer. Oh my God! This has been the it gift, hasn't it? Been from 2022. I think the air fryer.
What's an air fryer?
This might be actually something very good for you. It's a healthier way of frying. So instead of oil,
fry air.
You fry in the air.
Exactly what it is. Fries in the air. Right.
It fries in the air. So buen provecho, mi niña. And thanks for coming on. And let us know how the crisps were. I'm sure they are really good. Huh? They come out really nicely out of the air fryer.
I just want to give a shout out to It's Craig. I met him yesterday, and I didn't realise it was the same guy. So he introduced himself to me as Craig with his mum, and he's staying over at the a hotel near where I was walking yesterday and flying a drone, and he came out to say hello. And the only I recognised that he was he's been watching the channel because he had a big Ladles and Jelly Spoons t-shirt on, which I thought looked cool.
Right, yeah.
And so yesterday morning's walk, which was from Las Rocas to Playa del Bobo and round the back, round Pueblo Canario. It's Craig was he's on that one, so go and watch that one. And he's staying here till the 13th, so we might see him again. Thanks, Craig, for coming on.
Oh my God. We are making publicity for air fryers. Air fryers are the best thing ever. Southern fried chicken in an air fryer is food of the gods. Oh my God. Ooh,
there you go.
Make my mouth water. Love my air fryer. And
everybody's got air fryers. What's
that? Well, you got to check it out. Eh? I think it would make a lot of sense.
Somebody send me an air fryer.
Yeah.
Talking about somebody sending me stuff. You know, I've got this this camera slider that slides the camera left and right. Mm-hmm. And I bought it 3 years ago, or 2.5 years ago, and it broke. So I wrote to the companies in Washington State, Seattle in America, and they said, oh, send it back. We'll all you got to do is send it back to us, and we'll replace it. I said, great. So it cost me €36 to send it back. Then they had it for ages, and I kept writing to them, you fixed it yet? Oh, we don't fix them anymore. We're just going to send you a brand new one. But unfortunately, we've got to send you the whole package again, because I just sent the slider back. But they've sent me the whole thing again, brand new, with all the connections and all the filters and a new bag. So I've got two bags, two filters, two connectors, two phone connectors. I've got everything. And of course, I got it on Black Friday sale a couple of years ago for €250. Now it's worth €480, the whole package. And so they put down value €480. So they've had to pay another €80 now from the toll, from the aduane, the what do you call it? What's the English word?
Customs.
The customs tax. So sending stuff here. Anyway. That's just in case you sent me an air fryer.
Guys, I really, really enjoyed this first episode of the new year, and I'm very happy you all made it over. So on this channel, we will be going live in 2 weeks again, and of course next week on Tim and Christine's channel. So
can I ask a favor before we finish up? I want to ask a favor.
Yeah.
This morning on my walk, I mentioned that people don't subscribe to the channel because you say, please subscribe and ring the little bell for notifications. Some do, but most people that subscribe to the channel are the ones that are recommended by people who already watch. So if you're watching this, there's 41 of you watching right now. I want you, if you can, to share the link of this video with your friends that maybe haven't seen the channel before and say, oh, I was watching this the other night and I found it. And then you tell them how you found it. I mean, I'm not saying what you have to say, but just you can do it as easily as waiting till it's finished and then press the share button and then Facebook or the share button and Twitter. Or you can even send it as an email to somebody, you know. So if you want to help the channel grow, then share the video with your friends and just tell them how you thought about it or what your feelings were or I don't know, or how good looking I am. So if you press the share button on this video, you'll be sharing Juliani's channel. And then next week, we'll ask you again to share it and you'll be sharing my channel.
Exactly.
And that's a good way to grow the channel then. And how many subscribers do you have now? Over 500, right?
Yes,
580 something.
Yeah,
but we've got to get to that 1,000 because then YouTube propagates it further. So that's my request to you guys, 41 people watching, is do us a favor and share it somewhere in social media, or even talk about it with your friends and see if they'll like to come on and say hello.
Yeah, if it helps to have a good discussion. a family discussion or friend discussion, that's always good.
I got 10 new subscribers today just by saying that.
Wow. All right. So thanks a lot. Thank you so much for all of your support. Ian, do you have any last words?
Yeah, just as following on from Tim there, actually, if anybody has any topics at all, my email address is in the description. Please just drop me a wee email and I will reply to you. It's nice to get some information in from you guys out there, and it helps to make our programmes a wee bit enjoyable. I'll just say thanks for that. What I will say at the end is three simple things. Stay healthy, stay safe, and above all, stay happy. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And we all wish you a wonderful, wonderful week ahead. And we are going to play our jingle again. Jingle, jingle, jingle. Thank you so much. And see you again next week.